second upstate New York Dem politician arrested on cocaine possession in years' time. By Nick Gilbertson on December 18, 2021. Upstate New York Democrat legislator Anthony J. Arquiet, 56, was arrested earlier this month on cocaine possession and intoxicated driving charges, marking the second Democrat politician in St. Lawrence County to be charged with cocaine possession in a year. Arquiet, a St. Lawrence County legislator, was involved in a two-vehicle crash on December 4, according to NNY 360. The legislator allegedly told an officer, "I was heading home and I had too much to drink." The officer searched Arquiet and allegedly found 2.5 grams of cocaine and two dextroamphetamine sulfate pills, NNY 360 reports. His lawyer, Ed Nero, told the New York Post that the legislator is due in court in January and he intends to plead not guilty. Nero added that his client will not resign his seat in the legislature. "It is a disgrace that Arquiet refuses to resign and that fellow elected Democrats are silent," Representative Elise Stefanik, R., of New York's 21st District told the Post. The incident comes about a year after then-mayor of Messina Village Tim Currier was arrested by the St. Lawrence County Sheriff's Office, SCSO, on December 1, 2020, according to a release from the Sheriff's Office. While attempting to evade police, he was allegedly observed by detectives throwing approximately 1 gram of crack cocaine out his passenger window, the release states. After being arrested at gunpoint, Currier, who formerly served as Messina's police chief, was charged with possession of a controlled substance, tampering with physical evidence, and failure to comply with an officer. Currier announced a leave of absence from his position as mayor the following day, according to North Country Now. Currier announced in a released statement, according to North Country Now, "Some time ago, I made some poor decisions that unfortunately led me down a path resulting in my arrest on Tuesday, December 1. I cannot express how embarrassed and disappointed in myself and for my family and friends." He announced his resignation on January 19, 2021, according to NNY 360. In June, Currier pleaded guilty to failure to comply with an officer and was sentenced to pay a $150 fine and $93 court surcharge, according to the outlet.